SpringProject.org/SaverSpring.
Music doesn't need a visa. 有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。No genre limits, Kokyomonai. I'm your host, Hai Tong Ni. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA.
This is Busty in the Bass, and you're listening to CFRC Radio 101.9 FM.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics, with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. Hey everyone, this week's episode is super mellow, but still a fun one. That is because I've got a special guest back with me, Kaylin.
Hey everyone, I'm back.
Hello, hello, and happy to have you here. What's new since the last time you were on?
Not that much, just been studying for exams since they're coming up, and of course, getting into some folk music.
Nice, and hopefully maybe listening to some Peace, Love, and Jenny as well.
Yeah, every Saturday night.
Amazing, and as you should, because that's exactly what we're doing today. This week's theme is folk. A mix of classic folk and some modern indie folk, all really stripped back and really storytelling heavy. So, we're starting with one of my favorite bands, and maybe one of your favorites too, Kaylin?
The Beatles?
Yes, ma'am, with their own kind of take on folk, a little more dreaming and a lot of psychedelic. John Lennon actually wrote the song after a night where he couldn't sleep, and instead of getting annoyed, he started turning the rhythm of someone talking into lyrics. That's where the lines, words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup comes from. He said the whole thing just kind of poured out after that, which is probably why it feels so effortless. And it's just like you're drifting. So here is one of my favorite Beatles songs, Across the Universe.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jack O'Davis. Oh, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change.
And that was Across the Universe by the Beatles. And wow, what a beautiful song. And honestly, so ahead of its time. Next, we're getting into some classic folk, starting with the incredible Joan Baez and Girl of Constant Sorrow. Now, Caitlin, are you relating to this one a little?
No, but I think you are. But seriously, it's such a good song. And fun fact, actually, Baez's version helped bring it into the folk revival in the 60s. But the song itself is way older. It actually goes back to the early 1900s and was originally Man of Constant Sorrow.
Interesting. Well, that's actually really cool. I didn't know that, but I personally like Girl of Constant Sorrow better. And you can hear that history in it. It's just got that really steady, almost walking rhythm to it. It feels simple, but in a way that really sticks with you. Nothing's overdone, and it just kind of sits there and lets the story carry. I love it. You love it. We're all going to hear it. So here is A Girl of Constant Sorrow.
A girl of constant sorrow, have seen troubles all my days. I'm going back to California, place where I was partly raised. All through this world I'm bound to ramble, railways. Perhaps I'll take the very next train. Your friends may think that I'm a stranger. Constant sorrow, I've seen troubles all my days. I'm going back to California, place where I was partly raised.
Feeling all of these fragments I hold, like a thought that got lost in the cold. And the flowers bloom out when they're told, but I don't know if I can be that bold. Running around in this weather, I know I don't want to get down, I don't want to stay low. But when the love settles out of my range, what I do to have you in my arms again? Wishing for warmth on my skin and my bones, not this chill that creeps out when I'm home. Around in these days
controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Flowers gone, long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone, long time ago? Where have all the flowers gone?
Young girls have picked them, every one.
Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn?
Where Have All the Flowers Gone by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And it's actually got some historical context to it. It's actually a quiet anti-war song. It follows the cycle where flowers get picked by young girls, the girls grow up and marry soldiers, and those soldiers go off to war and don't come back. Then it kind of loops right back to the flowers again. It's simple, but it says a lot about how these patterns keep repeating.
And a cool little story behind it, Pete Seeger actually got the idea from a random line in a Russian novel he was reading on a plane. He only wrote a couple verses at first, and the rest got added over time. That's kind of like you, Jenny. You say you'll keep your story short, and then suddenly we're three stories deep.
Okay, wow. I'm being called out already, and I promise I'll keep this next one short, okay? Next up, we've got It Ain't Me, Babe by Bob Dylan, a classic, really straightforward, but it hits every time. It's about being honest about what you can and can't be for someone, which feels very on theme for today. So here is It Ain't Me, Babe.
Go away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go melt back in the night. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who'll pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Being stolen by bandits, I must follow the sound. The triangle tingles and the trumpets play slow. But farewell, Angelina, the sky is on fire and I must go. There's no need for anger, there's no need for blame. There's nothing to prove, everything's still the same. Just a table standing empty by the edge of the sea means farewell, Angelina. The sky is trembling and I must leave. forsake the courtyard. 52 gypsies now file past the guards in the space where the deuce and the ace once ran wild. Farewell, Angelina, the sky's falling. I'll see you in a while. See the cross-eyed pirates sit perched in the sun, shooting tin cans with a sawed-off shotgun. And the neighbors, they clap and they cheer with each blast. But farewell, Angelina, the sky's changing color, and I must leave fast. While the makeup man's hands shut the eyes of the dead, not to embarrass anyone. But farewell, Angelina, the sky is embarrassed, and I must be gone. The machine guns are roaring, and the puppets heave rocks, and fiends nail time bombs to the hands of the clocks. Call me any name you like, I will never deny it. But farewell, Angelina, the sky is erupting. I must go where it's quiet.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. If I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of me. Linger on. Thank you. a cup. She said money is like us in time. It lies but can't stand up. Down for you is up. Linger on. It was good what we did yesterday, and I'd do it once again. The fact that you are married only proves you're my best friend. But it's truly, truly a sin.
Was Pale Blue Eyes by the Velvet Underground, and probably one of my favorite songs by them. It is so melodic and honestly can really calm me in any situation. It was written by Lou Reed about a relationship he couldn't really have. The person he was writing about was married, so there's this feeling the whole time that something's there, but it can't really happen.
And you can kind of hear that in the music too. It's really simple, just guitar, steady rhythm, nothing big or dramatic. It doesn't build, it just kind of stays in the same place the whole time. It feels more like a quiet thought than a full story, which is really what makes it stick.
Next up, we've got a Canadian classic folk singer, Joni Mitchell, with a song I just recently heard and love, Cactus Tree. It's definitely got some prickles in there, just like you, Kaylin.
Oh, I see how it is. Cactus Tree is about someone who chooses independence over settling down. The song follows this woman who has all these different people in her life, but she never really commits to any of them. She keeps choosing herself instead.
And the music kind of matches that. It's really simple and steady, just her voice and her guitar. And it gives the lyrics a lot of space. Nothing feels rushed. It just moves along at its own pace. It's not really a sad song either. It's more about freedom, even though it comes with a bit of a distance. So here is Cactus Tree.
There's a man who's been out sailing in a decade full of dreams, and he takes her to a schooner, and he treats her like a queen. Mary Beats from California with her amber stones and green. He has called her from the harbor. He has kissed her with his freedom. He has heard her off to starboard in the breaking and the breathing of the water weeds. While she was busy being free, there's a man who's climbed a mountain and he's calling out her name, and he hopes her heart can hear. 3,000 miles he calls again. He can think of her beside him. He can miss her just the same. He has missed her in the forest while he showed her all the flowers, and the branches sang the chorus as he climbed the scaly towers of a forest tree. Being free.
There's a man who sent a letter and he's waiting for reply. He has asked her of her travels since the day they said goodbye. He writes, wish you were beside me, we can make it if we try. He has seen her at the office with her name on all his papers. Through the sharing of the prophets, he will find it hard to shake her from his memory. And she's so busy being free. There's a lady in the city, and she thinks she loves them all. There's the one who's thinking of her, there's the one who sometimes calls her, writes her letters with his facts and figures scrawled. She has brought them to her senses. They have laughed inside her laughter. Now she rallies her defenses, for she fears that one will ask her for eternity. A jouster and a jester and a man who owns a store. There's a drummer and a dreamer, and you know there may be more. She will love them when she sees them. They will lose her if they follow, and she only means to please them, and her heart is full and hollow.
Saturday, May 2nd at 6 p.m., the Food Sharing Project invites you to step into a lively, chef-powered dining experience unlike any other. Start the night with a complimentary cocktail, raw bar, and charcuterie before moving through a series of interactive stations hosted by chefs from six standout Kingston restaurants, including Aqua Terra, Baja Craft Kitchen, Bella Bistro, Kutu Catering, Crave Coffee House, and Days on Front. Each station offers a seasonal creation crafted to showcase the talent and creativity of our local culinary scene. With wine served at dinner, live music, a cash bar, and a silent auction, it's an evening designed to delight every sense. Funds raised will support the Food Sharing Project's work, ensuring students across Kingston and area have access to the nourishing food they need to thrive. Tickets are $125 per person. Learn more at www.foodsharingproject.org/savorspring.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed while the limousines wait in the street. Those were the reason that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love. For the workers in song, probably still is for those of them left. Yeah, but you got away, didn't you, babe? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of them jiving around.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we are ugly, but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turned your back on the crowd. You got a way I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you, I need you, I don't need you, and all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, I don't even think of you that often.
I feel a trembling tingle of a sleepless night. My fingers and the moon is bright. Beams of blue come flickering through my window pane, like gypsy moths that dance around a candle flame. And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go until you did, I never thought you would. Moonlight used to bathe the contours of your face, while chestnut hair fell all around the pillowcase. And the fragrance of your flowers rest beneath my head, a sympathy bouquet left with a love that's dead. And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go until you did, I never thought you would. Never thought the words you said were true. Never thought you said just what you meant. I never knew how much I needed you. Never thought you'd leave until you went. With no regret, and evening brings the memories I can't forget. Empty rooms that echo as I climb the stairs, and empty clothes that drape and fall on empty chairs. And I wonder if you know that I never that although you said you'd go until you did, I never thought you would.
And That was Empty Chairs by Don McLean, a song that's been picking up some attention again lately, and honestly, it makes sense. It is such a beautiful track, and it's about looking back on a relationship that's already over and just kind of sitting with it after, when everything's changed and you start to notice what's missing.
Yeah, and I think the music really adds to that. It's super simple, just acoustic guitar and his voice. And it makes it feel really personal, like he's just working through it as he goes.
True. And next up, we've got another Canadian classic folk artist with Bruce Cockburn with All the Diamonds. And this one feels a bit different. It's more like taking a step back and not getting caught up in everything.
And it has that same kind of simplicity to it. Just acoustic, really steady, nothing too heavy, and it just kind of flows and lets you sit with it.
So, here's All the Diamonds.
So bad I can barely take it. fighting all night with the Midwest wind. Down hill to the river wild, they catch me sleeping half my life.
Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simmer Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simmer Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Friday.
Four and 20 years ago, I come into this life, the son of a woman and a man who lived in the strife. He was tired. And he wasn't into selling door to door. And he worked like the devil to be more. A different kind of poverty now upsets me so. Night after sleepless night, I walk the floor and I want to know, why am I so alone? Where is my woman? Can I bring her home? Have I driven her away? Is she gone? eyes and I'm driven to my bed. I see that it is empty and this devil's in my head. I embrace the many-colored beast.
And that was 4 plus 20 by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I've always been curious about that one, especially the name. It was actually written by Stephen Sills when he was in his early 20s, and the title literally just means 24. But the way he writes it, it sounds like someone a lot older, like he's already looking back on things, don't you think?
Yeah, and he didn't really change it much when he brought it to the band. It stayed pretty much how he first played it, just guitar and vocal with some really light harmonies. It feels less like a full song and more like you're just hearing him play something he's been sitting on for a while.
Exactly. And even that title, 4 plus 20, instead of just saying 24, it just fits that whole folk storytelling style. We're coming up to our last song of the night, and that is my hidden gem for this week. And honestly, the one that's pretty much inspired this entire playlist. It is 500 Miles by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Jen, I know you've been obsessed with this one. I swear you've played it like 500 times.
You're definitely not wrong, but I actually just love this song so much. I've even started trying to learn on guitar, and it always reminds me of my grandfather, and he was a huge fan of Peter, Paul, and Mary and folk music in general, so I think that's where it comes from.
And the song itself is pretty simple, but it hits. It's about being far from home with nothing, no money, no way back, and just kind of sitting with that.
Yeah, and it was written by Haiti West, and like a lot of folk songs, it got passed around a bit before this version. I think what makes it stick is how repetitive it is. It kind of feels like you're just getting further away the whole time, don't you think? And I want to say thank you so much for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny this week and hearing our folk episode. So make sure to tune in again next week at 8 p.m. on TFRC 101.9 FM. And thank you to Kaylin for joining us, probably one of our last episodes of the year, because Kaylin's got to go back home. And yeah, maybe we'll see her again next year. Who knows?
Yeah, I hope so. I always love coming on to Peace, Love, and Jenny.
Amazing. Well, I hope everyone has a great night. And here is the beautiful Peter, Paul, and Mary with 500 Miles.